The Canberra Raiders made it 2 out of 2 with their 32-12 win over the West Tigers. Their halfback Jamal Fogarty has started this season brilliantly for Canberra, and a stunning kicking game against Newcastle up at Hunter Stadium, and leading the charge again for the Raiders yesterday in that comfortable victory in the end. He's on the line. Jamal, welcome. How are you?
Good, fellas. How are you?
Mate, congrats on the start to the season. And firstly, I can't chat to you for more than a minute without going back to that game in Newcastle. And I mentioned on here last week, which may have been naughty of me, because I heard Andrew Johns in a private phone call describe your kicking game reminiscent of Ricky Stewart back when they used to play against each other. That was a remarkable start to the season up there for you and the team.
Yeah, I think obviously did a lot of work with Stick one-on-one in the pre-season. It's good to see that it's paying off early in the year. Obviously, I'm going to have to keep evolving as the year goes on, because there's going to be a lot more kick pressure coming my way, but I'm sure Stick will help me out with that. But I think Stick's just given us a really good platform. We've just wanted to get through our sets and play real simple and try and juice teams and get points later in the game. And I think, you know, it's worked for us for the first two games.
Well, a question mark coming into the season was your halves partner, Kyle Weeks or Ethan Strange. You spoke to our own John Gibbs after the game in Newcastle and said, just let Ethan Strange be Ethan Strange. Let's forget about any comparisons with Jack White and all of that sort of thing, which makes perfect sense. But judging by the way he played again yesterday, we are starting to learn who Ethan Strange is. How's that combination working out from your perspective?
Yeah, it's going good. Obviously, Strange's got his strengths, and he's a very strong ball runner, and he's quite a big boy too, so he can have that physical aspect to his game defensively as well. So, you know, the less thinking that he can do and just play off the cuff, he's definitely going to be better for our team. And we just got to, you know, help him out as much as possible in the early stages, let him get comfortable, let him get a bit of confidence under his belt, and I'm sure he's only going to get better for the team.
Jamal, congratulations on your first 2 weeks. It's been outstanding to watch, and he's been on fire. But has it been spoken about between you guys just to complete high and kick well? Because that's basically what you're doing awesome, and it's given you a lot of opportunities to win these games.
Yeah, I think early in the year too, you know, if we can just get a couple of wins on the board nice and early, there's less pressure throughout the season, and keeping it nice and simple, getting through our sets and just giving ourselves an opportunity with the ball. Whereas last year, I thought, you know, we would have one or two sets, get to tackle two or three, and would either get tackled over the sideline or would knock it on, and all of a sudden we're on the back foot defending again. So it's just about trying to find the rhythm of the game, let the game flow a little bit more, just to give ourselves a chance. But I think, you know, our patience and resilience defensively has been a lot better than last year as well. You know, teams last year probably have 1.5 sets on our try line, then the score, and then it's kind of going back to halfway kicking off. Whereas this year, I feel as though we've got a little bit more grit, a little bit more resilience in our goal line defense. And obviously, you know, if we want to be there at the end of the year, our defense has got to be able to hold up.
Well, we talked to one of your teammates, can't remember exactly who it was last week, and I was saying the grit had come from the preseason training. What was something you did different in the preseason to make you that little bit more mental resilient, I suppose?
Yeah, obviously down here with Stick, he's been around for a long time, and he just wanted to challenge us a little bit more mentally, not so much physically. And there's a couple of days there, you know, our Mondays, Monday, Tuesday and Thursdays are quite big days at training, and we had full sessions, you know, out in the field for two and a half hours, and come in for a debrief at the end of the training session. Everyone thinks, oh yeah, beauty, the day's over, done. And then he'd be like, all right, we're gonna go for a run up Mount Ainslie, which is a mountain here in Canberra. He said, you're not going to get anything physically from it, but it's just going to toughen you up between the ears. So just doing that every now and then to catch us off guard, but to keep us sharp, I think it's really benefited our mental side of things, which is hopefully going to keep us there throughout the season.
Yeah, definitely in your defence. Now, I've got to ask you before Michael, he's tapped me on the shoulders. He wants to ask you a couple of big questions. But what's that little play you put on for Savage down the short side last night? Was that something that you planned during the week? Because it looked like you could see everyone was on the same page calling the play to get it on, and it obviously came off perfectly.
Yeah, obviously it was a little tactic. One of our assistant coaches said, hey, you know, there might be an opportunity for this in the game. If they're a little bit tight, just have a look down the short side to see if you can have something there. And I was going to kick to the opposite side. I was going to kick to the right-hand scrum line, and Hudson tipped me up, kick it over here so we can have a crack at this. And obviously for Seven Xavier to have the confidence to do that, to see it, for two young fellas and to pull it off, was a really good result for the team.
Give the assistant coach a rap, mate. And what's the video session going to be like this week watching it?
Yeah, well, poor old Brocky, we're actually heading to New Zealand tomorrow for our game, so he won't be able to get the pats on the back this week.
How has your role changed without Jack White and obviously Ethan there and a much younger half? How does your role change or the importance of your organisational skills change heading into the season?
Yeah, I don't think my role's changed, to be fair. It's just probably just myself having the confidence to be actually deliver it and do it consistently. Obviously, it's good to pull it off for the first 2 weeks, but the challenge for us as a whole squad is to be able to do it all year round. But just have a little bit more confidence within myself, and that's obviously come back to, you know, working closely with Stick in the off season, and he just wants me to be a bit more confident in my ability and what I can do for the team.
When the opposition have a young debutant like Lockie Galvin, how hard is it to do video on him and to understand what sort of player he is? Because it's all a bit of the unknown, I guess.
Yeah, to be honest, it was very hard to do video on the West Tigers this week. Obviously, they had the bye in round one, so we kind of watched a little bit of footage from their trials. But even in the trials, they had a whole lot of rookies and young guys play a lot of minutes. So for us, it was kind of just worry about ourselves, just stick to our processes when we're defending and what we want to do with the attack side of things. But obviously, you know, you got blokes like Coruscant, who's always going to be your first point of threat. You know, he's there at dummy half. And just to try and pick up where their halves are at all times, whether they're on a short side or long side, and just communicate. Because it was pretty tough. And then I thought the young fellow on debut played pretty well. You know, 18-year-old kid, he didn't shy away from things, and I thought he had it going.
Jamal, you've been around for a minute now. We're seeing, like last year were record crowds and the state of the footy, incredible. And we're off to this amazing start this year that started in Vegas with two great games, 41,000 there. You know, you only have to look as far back as last night to see two stunning finishes to games of footy. In your view, Jamal, is the game currently in as good a position as you've known it?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it's very entertaining to watch. You know, even if you're someone that doesn't really want to watch a whole lot of rugby league, when you've got short dropouts that are going short, there's a 50-50 contest, and there's no penalty for the team having a crack at it. It's entertaining, and I think what the NRL's done to speed it up over the last couple of years is obviously been beneficial for everyone involved in the game. So I think, you know, the game's done wonderful, and all the players to jump on board and to support that. Hopefully we can keep that rolling and just keep it nice and simple, keep putting bums on seats, and hopefully there's a whole bunch of generational kids coming through that want to play rugby league moving forward.
And Las Vegas has an NFL team called the Raiders. Is that not perfect for you guys to go there next year?
Yeah, it'll be wonderful to go over there. Obviously, the four teams that went there this year did a terrific job. I thought the two games over there, the quality of it, how they represented their clubs in the whole NRL to get 30-odd thousand people there in the grandstands, I think they've set the platform really well. So for the Canberra Raiders to go over there to Las Vegas Raiders would be pretty awesome. But obviously, we've got a couple of boxes to tick from outside of things with the NRL. And obviously, you know, you've got wonderful teams like the Melbourne Storm and Penrith Panthers who have done, you know, extremely well the last couple of years, who would want to go over there as well. So it'd be nice for us to head over there next season if that was to happen.
Yes, it would be. We were over there. It was just incredible. Jamal, great start to the season. Another tough one coming up this week in Christchurch, which has already been sold out to take on the Warriors, who are really desperate after last night. What did you make of that Xavier Coates try? Have you ever seen anything like that before?
Yeah, I said to my old boy, Will, driving home, I said, that's probably the best rule change I've ever made, taking away that corner post, because I don't know however long ago it was, if he was to touch the corner post, and even though he still didn't, but for him and the Melbourne Storm to have a crack at that with 20 seconds to go, I think it was tackle three, all or nothing playing for him to do that, I think, you know, just goes to show you how athletic our wingers are these days. So for someone to jump 5 metres out from his try line and to still get it down with one hand, pretty talented skill to have.
He might be a touch bigger than you, Jamal. Can you ever envisage yourself doing the same thing, leaping from 5 or 6 metres out, about 4 metres in the air, and getting the ball down one-handed?
My little pig trotters are flat out getting over the warm-up hurdles, mate.
Awesome. Jamal, we always love having you on, mate. Thanks, and well done on your start of the year.
No worries. Cheers, lads. Have a good weekend.